In our new policy as a government, we are following a policy of transparency, and we want to be accountable to the people of Zimbabwe, especially for officials who occupy high offices of government. It is very important for people not to speculate as to what will be happening around a person of a vice president or the highest offices on the land. So we don't want that speculation. We want newspapers or media houses to report accurately about what would be happening. So this is why, this is the reason why the Deputy Chief Secretary in charge of presidential communication had to come up with that statement to inform the nation that the Vice President, Honorable Chiwenga, who has been in South Africa receiving medical treatment, will now be transferred to China. This is a noble thing that we comment that office has done, and to ensure that everyone is enlightened and everyone gets to know what's happening around the Vice President.
But what can you tell us about the state of his health apart from what Mr. Charamba has said?
This is something that has been stated in black and white with regards to his condition, and we are very much confident that what has been said is enough, or it suffices everyone who has any question about what's happening around the Vice President. And we hope that the Office of the President and Cabinet will also continue to update the nation as to what will be happening around the Vice President. But as of now, we believe that the statement that has been given is enough to inform the nation and to satisfy whatever inquiries have been coming in relation to the absence of the Vice President in carrying out his duties, be it in Cabinet, be it in Parliament, or wherever. We believe that what has been said is enough to really answer any queries that have been coming.
Lastly, some government critics are saying that it does not look good for the Vice President to seek medical attention in South Africa, India, or China. Why not get treatment in Zimbabwe like anybody else?
Definitely. Since our attainment of independence, we've seen that our pace of development in terms of healthcare facilities has been very slow, in line with the growing population and also the growing new technologies that are being invented worldwide. So recently we have heard that the President, His Excellency President Mnangagwa, has been globetrotting, negotiating with countries such as the UAE, India and other countries to ensure that we get equipment, more than equipment and medicines that can be used to treat various ailments. And we see that at the present moment, some of our medical staff and medical doctors may not have been used to the new equipment that has been sourced from outside. So we need to allow them time to get used to the new equipment so that they can then administer the treatments to our VIP. So this is the situation, this is the stage we are at now, and we believe that in the near future, no one will be seeking treatment from outside, as everyone will be able to get satisfaction from the local medical facilities.